Attorneys for two children detained in Connecticut after being separated from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border have asked a judge to order that they be reunited with their families immediately. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports dozens of people rallied outside the federal courthouse in Bridgeport on Wednesday in support of the children.
The incarceration of migrant families, end it now!
End it now!
The mass trials, unjust trials, end it now!
End it now!
Protesters chanted and waved signs outside the courthouse calling for the release of the children, a 14-year-old girl from El Salvador and a 9-year-old boy from Honduras. Immigration officials took the children away from their parents, who watched the hearing from a detention center in Texas. The two children are staying in a group home in Groton. Alan Bryson is an activist with the Party for Socialism and Liberation.
I think it's just a terrible thing, taking children away from their parents in the middle of the night, not even telling the kids where their parents are. What have we come to? What has this nation come to? I mean, is there any principles whatsoever?
A child psychiatrist with Yale University who examined the children testified they suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder and recommended they be reunited with their parents. Hannah Schoen is on the legal team for the children. She says they're asking the judge for both parents and children to be released rather than have all four transferred to a family detention center.
That is not going to be viable in terms of their health condition. That will further traumatize them, and they need to be released so that they can begin to recover from what's happened to them.
Federal prosecutors argued the judge didn't need to make a ruling because another federal judge already ordered children separated from families under the Trump administration's immigration policy to be reunited with their relatives. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.